This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The folks over at CBS Sports were going through, and so were Yahoo Sports, basically the marquee games. They're calling them grudge matches the Chiefs are going to go through.
Look,
the Chiefs are playing first-place schedules. They have grudge matches every single season, multiple times a year. And they list one of the top ones of the 10 must-watch grudge matches of the entire year.
10?
The whole year. And they list the Chiefs-Ravens game as the 8th. Biggest, I guess, grudge match of the entire year. That's, of course, Ravens-Chiefs week 4. And the Ravens lost on a toe being out of bounds last time they were at Arrowhead.
That feels like 2 lifetimes
ago. It does. It feels years and years ago. But we all know the Isaiah Likely catch that wasn't a catch. And you also have the Chiefs already playing the Chargers in Brazil before that, Philadelphia before that, Giants on Monday Night Football, then back home. So the Chiefs in that spot, I think a lot of Chiefs fans, you would love to be 3-0, but you take 2-1 heading into that Ravens game, I think
almost every
quickly,
time,
right?
I guess the question I have as it relates to this is like the Chiefs have a lot of primetime games and grudge matches and all this other stuff. Is it perpetuity? And this is like something I'm trying to learn about a team the Chiefs have been winning for a while here now, but now we're at the tail end, not the tail end. Now we're at the point that it's established. And you've already beaten everybody in the league. And you've already beaten everybody in the league on the way to a Super Bowl. Is it the biggest game on everyone's schedule forever? Like until it's not Patrick Mahomes?
This current era, until the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, or the Chiefs are clearly not one of the top two teams in the conference or the league or something like that, then yeah, they're going to be the biggest game on everybody's schedule. The Commanders, who just had a huge season, they're coming to Arrowhead for Monday Night Football.
It's one of their biggest games.
Yeah, I bet
season.
You, if you were a Commanders fan and you were picking a game to travel to this year, I bet you, other than the obvious like Philadelphia, because it's a division rival and it's right there, Kansas City's probably the biggest one. You know, there's games like that for Cowboys fans. Their arrival is Philadelphia and all that. But I bet you for Cowboys fans, Mahomes coming to Dallas and playing his first game at Cowboys Stadium or AT&T Stadium, that's probably one of their biggest games from a fan interest. Like truly, like what the NFC game is not going to seem the biggest from a standings perspective. But yeah, I think the Chiefs are. I mean, if you're Buffalo, they'll still admit it. I bet the Chiefs game at Buffalo regular season, I bet you that's in Buffalo's mind, that's like their biggest game on the schedule.
The more I look at it, I actually feel like this might be a light year for that. Let's just take the division games out of it. All division games are grudge matches, whatever. Everyone has their division games. They care about their division games outside of that. There are only, in my opinion, 3 games, maybe, I would consider for either party being grudge matches. One is Chiefs-Eagles, because the Chiefs will have lost the Super Bowl outside of there. One, I think Ravens-Chiefs, because they beat them in the regular season 4 months or a year ago. Like, is it a grudge match if the last time we played was week 1 of the regular season a year ago?
It's the AFC title game from 2013.
That's 2 years old.
These are still two of the three biggest contenders in the AFC. That's why I still put the Bills game, even on the regular season.
But they at least beat them in the AFC Championship game this year. So the grudge always exists.
And I know the Bills the Chiefs haven't had regular season success against Buffalo, and they've dominated them in the postseason. I still think that one is that. Other than that, maybe you think the Broncos game, actually.
Division games, I just kind of view that way. Yeah. Maybe the Chiefs are trying to get a little revenge, but I just kind of view those as all that way.
Yeah.
Like, division games come with heat no matter what. Like, you're not wrong, Gold, that if I was ranking out the most grudge matchup for the Chiefs schedule, 1 through 17, Broncos are going to be pretty high on that list because it's like, oh, you've ruined a couple of... We're annoyed that you rolled us in Week 18, even though we rolled out a bunch of backups. And you ruined, Christmas got... You know, like with the Raiders, right? Christmas got ruined a year ago. But division games, because you play them so often, one of the two sides is going to feel like this is a grudge. Because with Denver, they also lost the game they should have won earlier in the regular season against the Chiefs and blew it. And so, like, I just think there's always a little bit of fight because you play a team two times a year.
Yeah, it's the Ravens, it's them being listed eight is interesting. I actually think for Chiefs fans, even though it's an NFC game, I do think the rematch against the Eagles is one that everybody wants badly.
It might be the only one Chiefs fans consider a grudge.
While it obviously doesn't replace what happened in the Super Bowl, and it's not the Super Bowl and all that, but because if you're the Eagles, you're trying to say, no, that wasn't a fluke. We're going to go kick their ass at Arrowhead this go around. We're going to beat up on them and win by two touchdowns. And if you're the Chiefs, you're going to say, that was fluky. That wasn't our best day at the office, obviously. Let's go get this one. It doesn't change the result, to me, it cuts through the narrative, though. If you beat the Eagles in Week 2, and in impressive fashion, let's say, it says, all right, that remember, we're still here. At this point, hopefully you're 2-0, right? You beat the Chargers already. You're 2-0. You won on two prime stages, including in Brazil. You just beat the defending champs. Like, the Chiefs have a chance to end the narrative of, oh, they're just not the same team anymore quickly. On the flip side, if they lose to the Eagles and get embarrassed again, everybody's going to say, they have your number, or you haven't fixed any of the issues with your offensive line. These are all things that are going to be discussed, I'm sure, as we head into the first couple weeks in September.
Did you guys mention the Houston game? Because the Houston game is... I mean, it's on Sunday night.
The Texans matter.
But it's not a grudge for the Chiefs as much as it would be the Texans trying to get back at them losing in the postseason.
Yeah.
And obviously, Tank Dell getting hurt in that game and all the things that happened with it. And it's in prime time. I feel like it's a game that...
It could be by the time they play. Like, that game could feel much bigger by the time they play. Right now, there's so many games I think I would put ahead of it. But you're right. On the Texans, and I'm sure they're going to... That was their playoff loss. They got eliminated by the Chiefs. So.
Plus that it's in prime time. It feels like it's at least... In terms of what they think it could be at that point in the schedule, they think it can be a game that is obviously one of the best of that weekend.
This is why I kind of like the Eagles game is really interesting to me because time will heal all wounds. 10 years from now, if these two teams don't face each other in a Super Bowl, no one's got the edge on the other. We played each other in two Super Bowls under this current regime, and I won one and you won one. The end. Like, there's not like one didn't get the better than the other. These two teams for an AFC and NFC team should have juice. They faced each other in two different Super Bowls with the same head coaches and the same quarterbacks for both of those games. Each team got one. The regular season stuff, that just feels like the precursor to, are we going to be, we're the two best teams, you're the best team in the NFC, we're the best team in the AFC, we're going to see each other again? Nick Sirianni, by the way, just got an extension from the Eagles, if you guys missed it.
Yeah.
Earlier today, got a multi-year extension.
As he should. I wonder, and maybe we're not in Philly, so I don't know what they're saying, but... As we get closer, I haven't seen it yet nationally. There's a lot of national narratives out there. I haven't seen it. When do people in Philly or nationally start talking about, could the Eagles be a team that goes back-to-back? Because it's one of those deals where with Mahomes and the Chiefs, that conversation started pretty quickly, the back-to-back talk. In Philly, is it just viewed as like, Jalen Hurts is very, very good, but I still don't think he's a top three quarterback in the league. So, when do you think, if the Eagles start off like 4-0 and they beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead and stuff, do people start talking about back-to-back, or is that going to be a much later down the road conversation? Because I feel like nobody's discussing them as, like, the odds would tell you the Eagles have, I think, just as good as odds as the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. But do you guys hear any of the back-to-back talk the way we did after the Chiefs or after the Bucks after they won?
No, but I mean, what about their team is different? Still got Saquon, still got the wide receivers.
They lost some defensive pieces, but yes.
Milton Williams. Okay,
go ahead.
Their season starts with Dallas at home, at KC, the Rams, and at Tampa Bay. That's the first 4 weeks.
That's not an easy stretch right out of the gate. It could be that's not an easy stretch. Philadelphia plus 650 right now to win the Super Bowl. They're the favorites, and then the Chiefs, are 9-1 now. The Chiefs actually have the fourth best odds to win Super Bowl.
I think it would take Philly starting out 4-0 for them to.
Ravens and Bills have better odds on Super Bowl. This goes back to the narrative stuff. It's funny to me.
I think it's if they started out 4-0, then we start to hear the could they repeat talk just because of who they have to play.
I think a lot of it, I think the repeat talk is a little bit quieter with a lot of teams because even the Philadelphia Eagles have missed playoffs in the last five. Like, no team consistently competes at the level the Chiefs compete at. Not a single team in the league has been, other than the Bills probably, is the next closest argument, has been competing at like the, we're winning our division every year, nothing changes, we win roughly the same amount of games every single year in perpetuity forever. The only team that does that is the Chiefs and arguably the Bills. Now, look, the Bills keep coming up short in either the divisional round or the AFC title game.
Yeah.
I just meant, like, you can borderline pen to paper right now. Tell me what the Buffalo Bills end of season will look like, and I can pen to paper right now the Eagles. Now, the Eagles have won three. They've gone to the playoffs three straight years or four straight years. They have been 11 or 14 wins three straight years. But it was funny, like, the 14-3 year or the 11-6 year 2 years ago, no one, they were talking more about them then, probably. Remember, then they fell off the planet.
Yeah, I think
so there's no reason to think that the Eagles can't repeat.
No, but I would say,
the last 3 years.
I think the difference is people, now he's getting an extension, people don't view Nick Sirianni in the same way they would an Andy Reid or somebody like that.
Or Hurts the same way they view
Mahomes. And Hurts Mahomes. That's a big chunk of why I don't think the conversation's there. And people are looking at their division, as you said, Cody. The division that they're in. Now, maybe the Commanders just drop way off as well. But if the Commanders continue to improve, then, that's a problem for them in their own division versus maybe what some of the other teams had a chance to go back-to-back.
4 years under Sirianni and Hurts. Those are the guys who have been the top players. They have been in the playoffs all 4 years. They've been to the Super Bowl twice. They lost in the wild card around the other 2 years. That's what kind of makes them interesting, at least based on
but
that.
Look at the 49ers. You know? Now, the Eagles actually got the job done and won. But the 49ers, they're in a new era right now. Brock Purdy just got paid. They traded Debo. McCaffrey's getting older. Kittle's getting older. Trent Williams getting older. Their run seems like it's over. They're going to have to reposition themselves. But they went to two Super Bowls, and they are now not in that same conversation as everybody. Yeah. What's to say, you know, if you're pushing back on the Eagles, what's to say that they're not having to reshift? I think it's because people look at Howie Roseman and they have more confidence in him. That's where people's faith in the Eagles are, is Howie Roseman consistently drafting very well. But yeah, Jalen Hurts, while he continues to prove the doubters wrong, he's not a top three, not a top four quarterback in my book. He's a top 10 quarterback, no doubt, but he's not a top three or four quarterback. And I think a lot more still has to go right for them to win in their way. Like Saquon Barkley, of course, was a huge reason why it came together for them. So they'll be an interesting team to watch. Like, once we get closer to the season, we'll have our like predictions, of course, and what team is the biggest surprise. And do we think the Eagles fall off? Do we think they're right back there? Do we think a team like the Commanders comes back down to earth, or do they elevate themselves?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.